Members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition are embarking today on their third trek across the state. Their mission is to bring attention to undeveloped corridors between the state's preserved areas so wildlife can migrate. WUSF's Steve Newborn joined the team yesterday as the weather delayed plans to get going.
Expedition members held a kickoff celebration with supporters at the Disney Wilderness Preserve near the Polk-Osceola County line. They're paddling and hiking all week long on a narrow thread of green that survives between metropolitan Orlando and the Four Corners area of Northeast Polk. Team member Mallory Likes-Dimmitt hopped on her paddleboard on Lake Russell, and the heavens opened up.
We've had a great send-off here today at the Disney Wilderness Preserve. We had friends, guests. Rain starting now, just starting to fall right as we get going. So pretty apropos, of course, the minute we actually get on our boards and the rain starts.
The trip between two of the state's biggest metropolitan regions will travel the route wildlife does, including attempts to cross over or underneath busy urban thoroughfares like Interstate 4. Expedition member and wildlife photographer Carlton Ward Jr. of Tampa said that highway is becoming a dividing line between the wild systems at the headwaters of the Everglades and the rest of the state.
So if we look to our north, cookie cutter subdivisions are squeezing their way down and radiating out from Orlando. If we look to our south, you have nothing but public lands and ranches and working farms all the way to Lake Okeechobee. It puts in context the opportunity and the threat.
The group is expected to traverse the biggest barrier to wildlife migration, Interstate 4, in midweek. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.